Hello and welcome to the Art Department Podcast. I forgot totally what to say, so I guess we're back. I don't know if we're back. You can call it, I don't know, episode 60-something, season 2. I have no idea. The return, the revenge, whatever you want to call it. So, hey, we're back. It's again us, Emmanuel in San Francisco, myself, Jan in Singapore. We're still in the same place. And we decided to make a podcast again after God knows how long. It's been, I think, almost 1.5 years since the last episode. And I think, yeah, it's time to kind of check back in and talk a little bit about what we've been up to, what's going on in the world, and see where this takes us. So, yes, I don't know. How do we start? Emmanuel, what have you been up to?
Well, I mean, you know, I can just start by saying, you know, I just got back from Paris, great trip, right. You know, at IMEG, and it was there that I think a lot of people were saying, you know, I remember at my presentation, people were raising their hands asking, well, what's actually happening with this podcast?
Good question.
You know, and we've been getting that, right, from, you know, a lot of different people.
Yes. I mean,
you've been asked.
Yes.
And, you know, I think one of the big reasons for me was seeing AI and all, you know, just the nature of the business lately, you know, the industry, and I feel like, you know, it would really be nice to dive into some deeper things, and maybe, you know, hopefully bring some awareness to, you know, what else you can do with your art. And, you know, I just think you know, it's been, you know, like you said, a year and a half. Even I feel like I've changed. You know, I've grown. I wouldn't say I've changed. Just, you know, I've grown as a person. So I think I have now a bunch more things I can say.
Right.
And I think it'd be a nice time to do that. How about you? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think very similar kind of experience. So I wasn't in Paris, of course, but so IMAC, for the people who don't know, is like one of, like, I think the biggest, like, events, most important events, like, in the entertainment, like, art, illustration, animation kind of scene, that gets together a lot of, like, really high profile people, and of course also Emmanuel, right? I was last year in autumn in Copenhagen at a new event called Kind of Art, and yeah, I think the sentiment was very similar, where a lot of people were just asking, like, yeah, so what happened, are you guys dead, like, what's going on, a lot of times I was asked, so when's the next episode coming out? And that really, yeah, touched me, and that really meant a lot, I think, to both of us, and that there's still so much interest, even though we haven't really, again, done an episode, like, in so long. I guess something really resonated with people, and while our subscriber numbers are not, like, astronomical in any sense of the word, it's still great to see that, like, we made a difference for quite a few people, and they were like, oh my gosh, I need it, like, I need my fix, I need to listen to these two old guys just rambling on. That's very nice to know.
Speak for yourself, man.
And so, yeah, for me, yeah, I felt like there's so many changes in the industry, right? I think since last year, both in movies and games, there was a lot going on with, like, yeah, the strike, writer strike, the actor strike. I think these, like, kind of mass layoffs and, like, tech and games, this, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, like a correction to the mass hiring that happened during COVID, or, like, whatever else the reason is, we don't know, right? We're not economists or lawyers or anything. We've done multiple episodes about AI, I think, even as far back as, like, 2-3 years ago. And every time it feels like, I don't know, the battlefield is different, the like, it's a different kind of threat, a different dimension it took on, and a different kind of impact it has on our jobs, on other people's jobs, right? It's not only, like, artists, it's also writers and singers and songwriters and whoever else is doing, like, creative or even, like, writing work, right? So I guess we need to dive a little bit into that. We don't want to make it only about AI, though, right? We also want to talk a little bit about, like, the general state of things. It's mid-April 2024, and I feel like, I don't know, the world feels very different than where we left it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think, you know, one of the big things is that, you know, a year and a half, you know, a lot changes, and I feel like I've grown a lot. And so with that, you know, looking at AI is different than when we did our episodes, because I listened back to it. I was like, oh, I don't know about that. I mean, some things have changed in terms of like how I feel about it and what I'm doing, you know, about it. And I feel like it's a, you know, good chance for us just to take a, you know, we don't have to take a deep dive, but we can, you know, talk about how we feel, you know, and this is what this channel is about anyway. It's just to talk about how we feel about things. And,
yeah,
you know, hopefully it brings some point of view to other people, and you know, if it helps, that's great, you know. If not, then it's like you said, like, listen to us speak for a bit, you know, maybe it's your background, you know,
it's true,
you know, music. But you know, I think, you know, the whole industry has changed a lot in the past year has been quite different. And I think, you know, everybody from students to even fellow professionals are being affected. So I think, you know, it's just a good idea just to have a chat.
Indeed.
About that, you know, especially when you get affected, what do you do?
Right.
But, you know, a lot of the deeper dives, we're probably going to dive into deep, you know, into those small points, you know, with different episodes.
Yes, but indeed.
I think as a general... we're going to talk about, you know, just, I mean, I think it's start off with AI.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's a good point.
It's always a good place to start.
Yeah, I mean,
but I feel like, you know, if anybody, we're going to try to keep episodes a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
Is our plan. But, it, you know, let us know in the comments, like, you know, if that's really like, no, we want longer ones or we want shorter ones. I'm actually curious, you know.
Yeah.
Is it like short 15 minutes people like to hear that and get out, or is it like they like to listen, like, hey, I want it longer, you know? I wonder. I don't really know, actually.
Sure. I mean, so starting with AI, right? I mean, looking back at the episodes we did, it felt quite like naive, and it's still, and I mean, I think it happens every time you talk about a very trendy, like, current affairs kind of topic, that it becomes like not outdated, but like the info becomes very like irrelevant very quickly, whether that's like NFT or like the AI stuff. I feel like looking back, it captures a snapshot of what the world was like at that point, but like now it's completely different. I mean, I think what would help to really people understand a little bit more, whether this, like, I don't know, like, there's a lot of, it's a very loaded topic, right? So everybody's talking about like how AI is going to take away all our jobs. We're all going to be like garbage men or whatever, or flipping burgers or whatever, right? I don't know. But maybe we start from a point of like, have you seen like AI being used a lot in your area of work? Do you see it like a lot? Like, is there like an impact that you can feel?
Okay, well, I'll just be honest about what I've seen. And honestly, since we last recorded it, I have not seen any AI art handed to me while I was working on projects. If anything, I've done a couple book covers, and I worked on a film. And I'll tell you that... on the film, there was no AI, no mention of AI. Nothing was given to me in that aspect. If anything, it was super low tech. It was drawings on paper. And on the book covers, there were stipulations in the contract that no AI is to be used.
Oh, okay.
So I just finished one that was maybe a couple weeks ago. So I haven't seen anything.
Interesting.
Of course, I know it's out there. Yeah. I know, you know, and we can talk about that. But have you seen anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to recall. Like, I mean, I think in the earlier days of, like, I think when people were playing around a lot with like Midjourney and DALL-E or whatever it's called, Stable Diffusion, I think some art directors were kind of like dabbling in it and see what they can get out of it. So here and there, like, I can really count it on one hand, the occasions where like I was given some AI images of like inspiration on a reference board or something, but it's really, really like rare. So that's kind of in terms of the actual job. I haven't seen anybody again hand in AI work like the other colleagues. I don't use it in my workflow, like in the image making process. I don't use it. So that's that. But then on the other hand, like, I've noticed that in potential jobs that come in, like on a freelance basis or like potential clients, I've seen reference boards made up of a lot of AI. I've seen like people's websites, people's like initial websites for like new projects being full of AI generated images to kind of communicate the vision. And they use that publicly, right? Not only like internally for communication purposes or stuff like that. It's really on a website and it's out there. So that was kind of my main kind of touch point with AI. But like, again, on a daily basis, on a job, I haven't seen it yet. I mean, that is not to say that like we shouldn't be afraid of it or like it doesn't have an impact. I mean, it's definitely there, right? But personally, that's as far as it went. I've heard stories though about like friends in art departments like saying how like, well, definitely I think the bigger companies are exploring it in a way that they would license a model, I guess, from OpenAI or whatever you do, and then kind of make a version of it that can be used only within the intranet of a company, and then feed it only company artwork. Like if you have like a long established a franchise or something, right? Then you can feed it all like the decades worth of concept art and tell it to generate stuff based on that, right? I mean, God knows if that really means if that really means that only the art from the company is used. Nobody knows that, right? Only the programmers at OpenAI know that. But to that degree, it is being used in companies like game studios and stuff like that. If that art will ever see the light of day, I don't know, right? That I have no idea about. But yeah, so that's kind of the extent I know. Yeah.
I mean, we've definitely heard, I think, enough horror stories.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have heard it and seen, you know, like, you know, most pitch decks, you know, that come from production designers. I mean, they used to just Google images and then stick it in their pitch deck. I mean, that was how they did you know, and but now it's just, okay, well, I mean, I can make it more specific, go find some AI images. Sure, that part I have seen it, yes, but I also feel like, well, you know, that's their job, and you know, as long as they're not forcing me to use it, you know, I'm okay with it. But the thing is, you know, and it's not like I have a choice, you know, how they use their stuff. But my main thing is to make sure not to, you know, first of all, base everything on fear, because that, you know, really doesn't drive you towards something you want to do. It just makes you afraid, makes you angry, it makes you sort of takes all the energy you have and put it into fear. And I feel like that in itself is not only is it counterproductive, it's also quite damaging, you know, to your psyche and your morale, because I mean, you know, instead of being inspired to make a new work that might bring in some new clients, you're angry and scared. And you know, not that there's no good reason to, but you know, whatever the reason is, I think, you know, for me, I mean, I can only say how I'm handling it.
Right.
So for me, I'm just kind of going, you know what? You know, I got to put all this energy into making art that speaks to me. And I know that ultimately when I make art that speaks to me, it'll speak to somebody else. And that person is going to want me. And the people who want the AI art, you know, let them hire the people who do AI art. That's okay. Because, you know, I don't want to work for those people anyway, because, you know, most people hiring for AI art want it fast. they, you know, that's the whole point of it, right? And it's not because it looks great and, you know, we can communicate as artists and all that. It's none of that. It's really, give me 10 sketches in a day. I mean, I don't want to work for somebody like that anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, personally, that's how I'm choosing to handle it. And I really feel like it's lifted me up, because there was a while I was in a funk, you know, I was like, oh my God, you know, like I you know, I was that fear-based guy for a while. And then I just kind of said, you know, no more. Yeah, can't, this is not functional. And I'm not creating anything good out of this. So I just said, no, you know, and I just went and just started making deep dives into more traditional, you know, ways of making art. I mean, you've, you know, heard about my stuff, you know, what I'm doing. But I really feel like that's the way to go. You know, getting more into the foundation stuff, getting more into expressing, getting more into making art that's unique to you, you know, because AI art, man, it's, I mean, it looks a certain way right now. It doesn't, you know, but it's also, you know, one of those things that you can't really control.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I played enough with it that it's, you know, if you really want to, you know, design something, you can't.
Right.
You know, if you really want to make, hey, I really want to make a real expressive pose, but from this angle, you can't. You know, it doesn't know anything except for what it, you feed in it. And the other thing is, the other reason why I'm kind of refraining from it is because I feel like it's very unethical right now. So, you know, with the ethics aspect, until it gets really sorted out, you know, I don't really want to deal with it.
True.
You know, because it's just... You know, I don't. I just don't want to be ripping off, you know, my fellow artists.
Right.
You know, and I think that's kind of a, you know, I don't like that. So, you know, and it's a big question mark right now. You know, there's some sites saying, oh yeah, we don't source and we don't do this. Well, you have to feed it something.
Right.
So, until, you know, there are some rules in place, I will only look at it as, what is it doing? You know, maybe look at some YouTube videos, but I haven't done any AI even just to see what it is in a year and a half, basically.
Right.
How about you? Have you played with it at all? Yeah,
just here and there. I feel like my initial reaction is just like, it's a curiosity at this point. I do not really understand, and maybe I'm too slow for that. Like I don't really understand how I can effectively incorporate it into my workflow. Like I don't feel like there's any part where I'm like, oh, I wish AI could do this for me kind of thing. I enjoy the process like as much as the end result. So I'm like, I don't want necessarily AI to take that away from me, right? But the thing is though, right, I'm still a bit like, I haven't really made up my mind. I don't really have a proper reaction yet. Like, yes, it's unethical. It's weird right now. It can do certain things, but others it can't really do at all. Like you said, there was this interesting little short, like they want to call it a short film, but it's really nothing much. Like this, I think like a TV maker, TCL or something, did like a little video of like a love story that was completely AI generated. I think even the voices and even the sound or whatever was, but it just it looks really awful. Like, and it shows you again the limitations. But I mean, on the technical side, like it's gonna advance more and more, and I don't know, like. I still don't know what to think about it. It's going to be here. It's going to be doing something, but I don't know to what degree it's really going to be useful for this industry, for our jobs. I don't want to say it doesn't have an impact, right? It very much does have an impact on jobs, on people, on everything right now. Not only in painting and drawing and visual arts, right? So I don't want to like make any judgment. I don't want to like cry foul. I don't want to like blame and be in fear and anxiety all the time. So I'm kind of trying to ignore it maybe a little bit. But I don't know really. It's crazy. for my work, like I haven't found the right response, honestly. Like I haven't had that like aha moment of like trying to like go further and to retreat further into my own world and try to do that. I haven't had that yet. I'm constantly thinking about like, well, okay, someone of your stature and experience and everything, maybe you can say that, you can make up your mind and you can say like, I want to do this, I want to focus on my own art and what I want to say, and like maybe don't take the jobs that like would require me to do a lot of AI art. But then I'm thinking, okay, so for like a commercial job, like, and for people who don't have as much as experience and they're like maybe more junior, like, and maybe they don't have a choice to like take these jobs, right? They're like, they don't have a lot of offers coming in. They're just like, they're happy if they get one job and then the job is asking them to like, yeah, use AI, use this and pump me out 100 images a day, right? So I'm thinking like, I don't know what to tell these people. I have no idea, right? I'm quite at a loss. I don't know. To tell them like, focus on your own thing, on your own voice, when they are not able to get then any jobs for a while, like that's also not a solution, right? So I'm a bit torn on this whole thing.
Yeah, it reminds me of a student, or actually he wasn't even a student anymore, he graduated already, but we worked together and you know he asked me some questions, and this is a question I've been asked many times, you know, which is exactly what you're saying, right? I mean, hey, I got to put food on the table. Mm-hmm. What do I do? You know, all this voice and expression stuff is great, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't feed my family. It doesn't feed me. It, you know, I can't pay the rent. And, you know, I think the only thing I can say is, you know, obviously I'm not in that position. So, you know, it's very difficult for me just to say, hey, yeah, here, do this. But if I was in that position, this is the only thing I can say. If I was in that position, I think what I would do if art was important to me, is to keep making that art, because at some point somebody is going to look at it and see value in it and then hire you to do what you do. And in that case, you will start having a career if you haven't had one, or get a new job if you know. And meanwhile, if you have to put food on the table, then you do the jobs that put you food on the table, be it whatever, you know, even working at a restaurant or, you know, whatever you have to do, you do. And you make your own art in your own time until the day that you can say, somebody calls you and says, I love what you've been doing in your free time. You're the kind of artist we need, you know, and this industry is going to rebound. I mean, it has to. It doesn't, no industry just drops and that's it. Mm. It will rebound. And when it comes back, the people who are going to get hired are the people who are speaking the loudest with their work, right? So if you're speaking with your AI art or not anything at all, you know, and then the guy next to you is just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to, you know, try to learn how to express myself more, but it's going to be a harder time because I'm going to take some of these jobs I probably won't like very much. And then that works gets seen and then they'll get hired, you know, when it's time to hire. So, I mean, for me, that's what I would do. I'm not saying that that's, you know, what, any, you know, not, it, that's not even advice. It's, you know, it's just what I would do. And you know, regarding AI, the big thing is I love making art and I can't imagine just typing in some words and then have it spit out an image, even no matter how good it looks,
right?
Because I don't get to make the art. I mean, that's the whole point of this.
True.
So for me, you know, there's no compromise, and no matter where I'm at in my career, I mean I still have to put food on the table, right? Now, so you know, I have a family, so, but at the same time, I you know, yes, I am afforded the luxury of taking some time off because I've worked really hard for a lot of years, but you know, it's not like that money is going to stay there forever. Mm. You know, I also have to think about it, but you know, I'm trying to put the money where my mouth is by saying, okay, you know what? I got to lead by example. So I'm completely taking a deep dive into something completely new. Right. but it's a full expression of me. So we'll see where it goes.
That's cool.
You know, and that's all I can say, you know, because, you know.
No, I think that's really good advice. I think that's really good advice. And I think that's what a lot of people need to hear. I think that in a lot of people's minds, there's that thing of like, you got to be an artist for like artist's sake. And no matter what job you have to do, like you just need to do the artist job, right? Instead of actually thinking about what you want to say with your art, right? And that's a very important distinction, I think. And I think that's something that gets lost a lot of times, I think, in commercial art. But yeah, that's, I think, really good advice. I mean, I don't want to talk exclusively about AI only, right? We can leave that maybe for another episode to make a bit more of a deep dive.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, aside from AI, I think there's also like bigger like macroeconomic factors, and of course also in the entertainment industry. I think also indirectly fueled by AI were like the writer's strike and the actor's strike of like studios trying to find new deals with these creatives, and I think AI was one of the points in there. But then that had like an effect, of course, not only it had an effect on movies, right, and what is being produced and what is being made, and that had an effect on artists, right, because then if nothing gets greenlit, nothing moves forward, then nobody has any jobs. On top of that, we have there was a lot of layoffs in 2022, and then even more in 2023, and 2024 is off to a massive start with anything from tech companies, small and large, game studios, kind of regrouping, restructuring, and letting a lot of people go, right? And that's kind of the only thing you kind of read in the news these days. On a positive note, we've seen, I think, a lot of teams and people regroup into smaller new studios looking for funding. From what I heard from GDC is that a lot of people are looking for investors trying to do new things. I guess that's kind of how the games industry always has been. There's a lot of closures and new openings and restructuring and everything. We're kind of in the middle of one of these downturns, I guess. And the mood and everything is very bad, I guess, in general. And it has a big effect, I think, on people's morale, on people's mental health, right? I've seen quite a few posts of juniors and people who are trying to break in, publicly saying they're giving up pursuing this dream because they just can't, they've been trying for years and it just doesn't work, and then it kind of all comes together at this point where they say I can't sustain that anymore, I'm not getting any jobs. I think a lot of very seasoned pros are not really getting many or any offers right now. I have a lot of peers that saying there's nothing. Myself, I dropped dramatically, right? So I don't know, it's a really precarious time. I'm wondering, how do you have any way of kind of protecting yourself against all this crazy negativity, and kind of how do you weather out a storm, right? Do you have any strategies for that?
Well, I mean, you know, you're absolutely right in the sense that the film industry, which is primarily what, you know, the stuff that I do is in the film industry, pretty much went down to, you know, I think in the union there was maybe 80% were not working. Wow. or more, because of, you know, obviously the two strikes, you know, all shows are on halt, and now things are, you know, still not really quite up, you know, people are slowly starting to talk about, you know, what's happening. Maybe there are some things, you know, I'll never really be fully able to understand the whole, you know, entertainment and film engine. All I can say is, you know, it's really the same thing. It's like, I can't predict when people will hire and when they won't. All I can say is I want to be ready when the project I want to work on is, you know, it's happening, or, you know, people need somebody like me, so I better be able to show what I'm about. Because ultimately what I've I've seen right now is that, you know, it's nothing ever goes down and stays down. I mean, it just doesn't happen. Right. So yeah, you might have to weather it out. You might have to, you know, live lean a little bit, you know, and say, well, you know, maybe I'm going to have to eat in more, or, you know, like some people I know have moved. You know, the people who are like, well, I'm out, you know, I can't, you know, I don't blame them. It's a very volatile industry in terms of, you know, when you're freelancing, if you're not working at a company and you're freelancing, you always worry about the next paycheck. And that's part of freelancing. Right. Unfortunately, that's how it is. There is pros and cons, but I think now is the big con time, right? It's you know, like there's no jobs. You really don't know what to do with yourself. And I think for a lot of people, you know, this could really be very disheartening, and I totally get it. I would just say to those people who are, you know, thinking about quitting or quitting, it's okay. You know, it's okay to change your industry to what you need to do. Do what you need to do for yourself and for your family. Just don't give up on art, because you don't have to give up on art. Right. That's your personal happy place. That's why you got in the first place. So don't give up on that, because art is not failing you.
Right, right.
It's really the industry that's failing you. You know, it's circumstances. You know, maybe you have to take another job right now for a year, and you come back, and you know, because you've been kind of going a little bit, you know, here and there in the weekends, working on your own stuff. You never know. A year later, maybe you're back, and you know, stronger than ever. I would just, you know, don't give up, because you know, we all love we all love art for, you know, we're not doing this because we were forced to as kids or something, you know, it was because we loved it. So just, you know, I it's such a shame That's to true. Give up. But I understand the need to find employment and to make money and to feel viable and stable. Yeah. So I get that. So yeah, nothing more than that, really. But I mean, in terms of industry, I mean, at least in my time I've worked in the last, you know, 20 some years, this has been the worst.
Oh, okay.
So I think it won't get worse than this. It
will only never get say better. Never, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, I mean, I believe that, right? So I mean, I tend to want to look at things positively. Yeah. So, you know, I think right now it's as low as it's going to get. It will take some time. Mm. You know, it will take some time to get back. But it will come back. Yeah. I really fully believe that. Because if not, then I'm kind of screwed too.
Yeah, we're all screwed. I mean, but I think there's also like a psychological factor where, like, if times are good, like, the human brain gets very quickly used to like the good times and kind of expects that to last for like a long time. But then before you know it, like, yeah, because of factors that are completely out of your control, things go sour and suddenly you're out the door. And like, again, I think it seems like for a lot of people, like the suddenness and the scale of it was really kind of surprising. Everybody was kind of thinking about record profits and amazing TV shows, movies and games are being made. And then like, how can it be that like the executives get so much money and I don't know, for apparently like firing 10%, I don't know, 1,000 people at once, right? Like that doesn't seem fair, right? So there's a lot of these kind of very loaded things of like, yeah, fairness and inequality and yeah, that's the suddenness of it, right? I think struck a lot of people. We're not prepared, but you're right in saying that like the games industry, the movie industry is very volatile and has always been. Right. I mean, it's never been as bad as now, but like it's this kind of these tendencies, these cycles have always been there. Right. So I think it's good for everybody who works in this industry or is looking to join this industry to be aware of that. Right. And prepare a little bit. You always have to have that nest egg. You have to grow the war chest or however you want to call that. Right. To make sure that you're always a little bit more careful, a little bit more prudent than maybe the friends you have who work as lawyers or like who work in banking or whatever, who seemingly have maybe a little bit more stable jobs and maybe you also have to decide if this is really for you. And it's not necessarily a judgment in terms of like, oh, you can make it, but you don't, you're not strong enough. It's not like that at all. I think certain type of people can deal with this very well. Like they can deal with the uncertainty and they're totally chill about future prospects. And I mean, I'm not one of those people. But then there are other people who need that, who crave that stability and who need that stability to be like mentally like sound and like have a good life and enjoy life, right? And enjoy the job. And it's again, not a better or worse or like a stronger or weaker. I think it has nothing to do with that. It's just something about knowing yourself and being aware of that. That will really help you to make those decisions. But I mean, we all know, like, when we look at the internet, like everything looks cool and like everybody gets jealous and FOMO is like there 24/7. Oh, I need to do that job just for the sake of it. But then it's very scary to say like, oh, maybe I'm not cut out for this, right? And that can be a thing.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And I'm definitely one of those people that, you know, was very scared and fear-based because I would keep talking to my wife and say, oh, what, you know, I have no job, what are we going to do, you know, all this kind of stuff. But at some point, you have to take a deep breath and look at your finances. And that's definitely one episode we're going to dive into is finances because, you know, I'm not... It's not like I'm this great, you know, guy, you know, but I when it comes to money, but, you know, when you really sit down and look at it, you can figure out what you actually need. And you can take comfort in understanding your own finances and how to give yourself a little bit of leeway and what you need to do for that. And we'll definitely get into that at some point because we already have it programmed as one of the episodes. But I think... You, for me, I just started to just say, you know what? What's worrying going to do for you? And if it's going to do, you know, if you can sit here and worry and it's going to get you everything, then go for it. But for me, I don't think it's doing anything but damage. Right. So I just said, you know, I got to stop. I had this conversation with my wife and she was like, yeah, you really do need to stop. Because when I start worrying... I start getting stressed. I start getting angry because it's not fair, right? All these things aren't fair. Why hire that guy? Why AI is taking my job? Why this? Why that? And when you start living that way, you're living in such a fear-based mode that nothing's going right. And in that mode, how can you ever create anything good? You can be working all the personal stuff in the world, but you're going to hate it. As opposed to just, you know what, at some point, the world is the world and it's the way it is right now. You can't change what the big companies do. You know, you can change what field you're in. You can change what your next piece of art is going to be. Nobody can take that away from you.
Well, you can change your attitude, right? You can change like...
And you can change your attitude, exactly. So if you change your attitude, which I had to do, then everything changed for me. Because, you know, if you know, it's a very simple concept, right? If you change, everything has to change. Right. Everything around you has to change. It's just no, you know, because you've changed. Yeah. Everybody has to react to that. Right. So, including the world. So, for me, I just said, okay, I just took some deep breaths and started going in my own, you know, thing. And now I'm into sculpting and, you know, I haven't shown it.
Yeah, we're all very curious.
Well, I don't think anybody's curious except for, but you know, I'm having fun, and you know, but I'm getting jobs to do certain things that are still what I used to do, and that's okay, and I'll just, you know, it's a job, right? So I'll do that. You know, is a book cover maybe based on more environmental stuff? I'll do that until I can make that whole switch. And, you know, and I think, you know, I will want to share on this, you know, podcast, you know, kind of how I'm doing that. And in the one day when I actually do make that switch and I say, hey, you know, I just got hired to sculpt, you know, and this is how you can get there. And I mean, I'm a work in progress on how you can see, you know, but at the same time, I can't not work. So I still do jobs that, you know, as enticing as it can be, I guess. But, you know, right now I'm not like 100% like environment. Yeah, you know, like I used to be. There are still things about environment stuff that I would love to design, but most, you know, my time and energy has gone into sculpting. So, you know, that's kind of where.
That's very cool.
Yeah, how I'm seeing that whole thing. Mm. Yeah.
It's very cool. Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, the big picture items that I think everybody is kind of worrying about. And I think we've touched on them, and I think we've shared like some really positive, I think, things you can do about it, right? I mean, of course, for some people, this has a bigger impact than for others. And we fully acknowledge that. Again, we've kind of stayed away from any kind of judgment to these kind of things. We are not experts in these fields. We really just want to share like what we have done, what we are planning to do, and hopefully that can help, I think, people a little bit in dealing with the situation, right? It's not over yet, right? It's the good days are still maybe a little bit off, right? But I think, again, changing your attitude, changing how you think about things can make a big difference in terms of, I don't know, how you face the future, how you face your art in the coming weeks and months and years. And I think, yeah, we should all be kind of getting ready for, I don't know, like the good days again. I think things are going to pick up at some point.
Yeah,
movies and games and things, they're not going anywhere. And I think, and then for me, I still think like people want to work with people. Oh, like that's the main fun. You wanna surround yourself with nice people and do great things, right? That's what we're all about. So, I have faith in that.
Yeah, I mean, I wanna share something real quick. You know, before we go off, because you know, I was just on a film a couple of months ago, and I'll just say that I worked with a really good production designer. And it was the connection, you know, and the working with those people that made it fun. You know, I finished the show, and then they called me back because they needed some, you know, some last minute things. And, you know, I really feel like people actually, just like you said, want to work with people. I mean, no matter how, you know, what AI does, they're not going to want to just plug in some prompts. Mm. They want to work with you. They want your ideas. And ultimately, AI doesn't know what you're going to come up with next. So I would really just think, you know, don't discount, you know, the personal relationships and how important that is. And the other thing is community. It's kind of like what we talked about, you know, and why we started this thing at the pandemic was because a lot of people were needing, you know, they were really down, you know, and they do really needed something to pick them up. But at the same time, I feel like when I went to IAMAG, you know, to this conference, I felt like there was a real sense of community there, and people were helping each other out. And I think the more you can find this kind of thing, the better, because, you know, you need people to hear you out. You need to show art, your art, to other people and share, you know. And I think there's so many, you know, different places to do that now. So, you know, definitely look for that.
Good point. No, it's true. It's very true. I mean, I felt exactly the same, and it felt like when I was in Copenhagen, it was like a huge release. Like, I think everybody was so happy to just like see each other again, right? And these relationships last, right? I mean, all the people you reconnect with that you haven't seen for 3, 4, 5 years, right? It's still there, and it's important, right? And maybe there's also something to talk about art community and the benefits of that, right, in a future episode. But I think for today, we want to cap it. And I think we want to just really say a big thank you again for all the people who've waited so patiently and the people who have reminded us that, like, they love the show. And it's really for those that we make this, right? And so we're very happy to be back, I think. We will not disappear. We hope we won't disappear, right? So look for regular stuff. And as usual, if you really like what we're doing here, right, please subscribe, please like, please hit the notification bell, right? Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your pets, I don't know. We'll hope we'll see you in a future episode. So until then, see you guys. Thank you.